Tubac, Arizona might seem like an unlikely place to find a Tibetan sand mandala. This particular sand mandala is dedicated to medicine and healing, and it's part of a Buddhist tradition that dates back centuries.
So this is 2,600 years tradition.
The creator of this particular mandala recently spent a week here in Tubac, working on what is only his second mandala in the United States.
My name is Lama Ngawang Kunga. I'm coming from Nepal. It used to be 100 years history, 100 years before a small kingdom, which name calls Mustang.
Lama Ngawang Kunga says the sand mandala is an important part of his culture. Before laying down the sand, he draws the geometric measurements associated with the mandala. The sand granules are then applied using small tubes, funnels, and scrapers. The Lama says this medicine mandala is inspired in part by the addiction problems he has witnessed in the United States and other parts of the world.
You know, this is a natural disease problems, and these kind of problems, and according to religion, then you can help for people by the meditations and compassions. And I think this mandala will be very much according to Tibetan Buddhism. It will help now because present condition I'm in America.
Hey. This medicine mandala is part of an exhibit at the Tubac Center for the Arts, a nonprofit art collective in the small community along the Santa Cruz River Valley south of Tucson.
This exhibit that is currently here at Tubac Center of the Arts is a first. It is mandalas and patterns in nature.
Karen Topping is the director of Tubac Center for the Arts. She says the highlight of this exhibition is the Lama's creation of the sand mandala, a first for the small community of Tubac.
He has a niece that lives and works here in Tubac, and they come from a village, a very small village in Upper Mustang, and he said that this village of Tubac reminded him very much of his own village.
Topping points out that the Lama is traveling to raise awareness and money for education in his community. Education that until now has not been available to young people in the small, isolated community of Mustang.
We very much support what he wants to do and is striving for in his own village because we know that the education, particularly of the young people that he's working with, is of utmost importance, not only in Mustang, but everywhere in the world. And he travels, but he travels so that he can let people know what's happening in his area, and he can support his boarding school. It is a boarding school, and it has young children from ages 4 through high school.
Tubac and Mustang. These are two small communities that are coming together in the creation of this sand mandala. The Lama says there are similarities between the areas, but his mission now is to help his community in Nepal.
Where I come from, Mustang also very desert area, and Tubac also very similar to the Mustang. This is, but altitude is you cannot imagine, because in Mustang is 4,000 high meters where I live. You know, we have climate problems, and some village they don't have enough water for their field. Then also beside education's problem, and no hospital, no electricity. And that's why I try to do some social things to which people they need.
The Lama, as of today, is responsible for the creation of two schools in his homeland. He's also helping villagers cope with the changes in farming conditions due to climate change. He says this sand mandala is erased in the dissolution ceremony, keeping in line with the Buddhist belief in the transitory nature of material life.
In Buddhist philosophy, everything is impermanent. Realize for the impermanent. Then you have to meditate to pray for the Buddha of medicine, to invite him on the mandala, to heal people for illness people, to solve their problems.
The sand from this mandala has been returned to the Santa Cruz River, where the Lama says the healing powers will spread throughout the region. You can see a video of the Tubac sand mandala tonight on Arizona Illustrated. It airs on PBS HD Channel 6 at 6:30 p.m. I'm Luis Carrion, Arizona Public Media.